Welcome, Pauline. You came from far away. Good that you are here. May I pray for you? Father in heaven, thank you that you have brought my sister Pauline here, that you have told her what is important for this church. Will you open our ears and our hearts in Jesus' name? Yes, it is a couple of time ago, maybe a few years. It's because of me, I was so busy. And I thought maybe another time. And it's this time. And I imagine that there are coming also new people here in the church. It's good that I present myself. It was funny. Somebody came to me and told me, I have the idea, I know you. Because of your columns in the newspaper. Indeed, I did it in the past, but I stopped after 7 years. But sometimes it's possible that you have seen me in the AO broadcasting at television. Oh, you know me from a few years ago when I was here. I like to encourage other speakers, other pastors, and I used to write books about it. You can have a site at it in the rear of the hall after the meeting. I also made a book about 40 speakers, and they all have written in that book, and Natanya was one of them. I was counting. There was so much news about Israel and Gaza, it will never end. And I was counting how long time it's going on, and that's already half a year. In me, it works in a way that I'm thinking back to the 7th of October when it started. What was my reaction at that time? And I remembered that a few days after the 7th of October, I saw an app at my telephone. And somebody else wrote something that really helped me. He was praying like, Lord, ever you silenced the storm at the Lake of Galilee, and I trust that you are still able to do that. I was amazed. Such a simple sentence about a well-known story, a well-known story of the Bible, and it got so new meaning for me at that moment. And I don't understand the situation of Israel and Gaza. I have no political view, but I believe that Jesus is able to silence the storm. It is a sentence that gives rest. Today we consider that story about the storm at the lake. It's in three of the Gospels. Today I read it for Mark. So take your Bible. Mark 4. I say Mark 4, but yeah, Yeah, it is right. Mark 4:35. But she cannot find it herself.
Yeah.
It is good. It's right. Verse 35. When you have a Bible, read with me. And what helps me with a well-known story like this, that you say, yes, I know that story, that I think, which word is important for me today? For in every time, every period of your life, all the things can be of importance. Mark 4:35. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, let us go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, teacher, don't you care if we drown? He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, quiet, be still. Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? They were terrified and asked each other, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. And with that question, the story ends. I'm curious, which word is important for you? Can you mention that? Don't fear. Don't you worry about it? He was sleeping. He was speaking. Obey. Who is this one? He was already in the ship. He rebuked the wind. It's just what is remarkable for you. I could ask everybody, do you have any idea why this word is important for you at this moment? I cannot consider all these words, but a few of them. There's something striking in this small part in the Greek language. 3 times the word mega is used. We know that word. A mega happening, mega event, mega sold. Mega means very big. And 3 times the word mega is used in this part. The first one is the mega storm. It's a squall, a very big storm. And you wonder, what is at hand here? What is the matter? You can see it objectively. Yeah, that is normal at that lake. A few years ago, I've been in Israel with a friend, and we walked the Jesus Trail. It's a way of about 80 kilometers from Nazareth to the Lake of Galilee. 80 kilometers. It finally became 100 kilometers. And I remember when we approached the Lake of Galilee, that it was very steep. And my friend said, I'm feeling myself like a goat. And from that site, there can rise very strong winds at the lake. And the people who were sailing at the lake were professionals. And they took Jesus with them. But they became very afraid in this big storm. And sometimes you are an expert in some area, but that the circumstances can be so big that you don't know a solution. But objectively, it's about a storm. You also can say, when you see it spiritually, that the sea in that time was a symbol for chaos, for death. And you can wonder, what is the chaos in my life? And where is the darkness in my life? And in which respect I have no control in my life? And I guess that we all have something, bigger things or a minor thing. But also then, you know other people with big problems, big goals in their life. And some people are going through such deep valleys that you wonder how it is possible that somebody is going through all these circumstances. It is too much for a person. And also, when you look worldwide to the news, you can say the world is burning. It's storming everywhere. Or financially, or in your family, or in your work. You can recognize storms in your life and in the lives of other people. What is then this story, the place of this story? Or you see it in another way and you say, yes, they crossed the lake, something new was coming. They went from one thing to some other thing. They were on their way to do something beautiful. You know that they, at the other side of the lake, demons were wiped out. So they were on their way to do good things, and now on their way this storm. And also maybe in your life you can have an idea, I will do something beautiful for the Lord in His kingdom. We are on our way to something beautiful, and then suddenly you are shaken and going through a storm and you don't understand it. Like you are shaken and tested, how you handle these storms, and how you can trust at that moment that Jesus gives rest. And the question is, how you react upon this mega storm. I have a well-known painting of Rembrandt. I don't know whether you can see it very well, for Rembrandt painted all the disciples inside. And you can see their reactions when you consider it very carefully. Some people are very active, are trying to do everything to master the ship. And just a moment ago, I asked which words is remarkable for you. And when you consider this ship now, when you was on that ship, where, what is my place then? or is there something else at this painting that draws my attention? I hear some reactions. Can you say it again? You see fear. Yeah. You see fear. Fear, yes. To take hold at something. You see light. They want to master the ship. You see the gulfs. You see a cross. Yes. Rembrandt has tried to paint that situation, but you see some obvious details. And that is the cross, and also when you carefully study all these disciples, and you count them, you will discover that there is one too much. He painted himself in the center, and he is looking to you about there in the at this side of the ship. Like he will say, yes, you and me also can land in a storm like this. And what is then your reaction? And you said that it was obvious that people say, does it matter for you that we will crash. And Mark can describe it very dramatically. But when I say it's a prayer, do you pray in that way to Jesus? Does it matter for you that we crash? How you can, in my feeling, you cannot say that to Jesus, but it depends on the person. I think I should not pray that for myself. But these disciples had the feeling of feeling free to talk in that way. And sometimes life can overflow you, that you can pray all kinds of prayers. And sometimes it can set you free when you tell everything that is in your heart. When one golf is coming after the other golf in your life. Also this week, I was desperate about the situation. And I was praying also in this way. You are the only one who can do something. Are you sleeping? And maybe this feeling can also be in your life. God has the ability to stop the wars, to stop the disasters. Why he doesn't do that? It could be your prayer. Why you don't do that? Also a reaction is possible, like Jesus' own reaction, in all rest, in all peace. He went to sleep. Some people are looking to me, and they think, I don't see how I could do that. But it was the confidence of Jesus why he was able to sleep in that situation. There are things that you are thinking of by day and by night, how great it could be when you surrender everything to Jesus, you lay down your head on your pillow and you fall asleep. The Pope has responsibility for the Roman Catholic Church. And there was a Pope who was going to sleep every night. He said, Lord, I'm going to sleep. It's your church. And also in this way, when there is a problem, for you have a problem about your son, about your child, about your grandchild, you can say, Lord, I'm going to sleep. It's your child. Or it's your village, it's your city, it's your country. You are in charge. You are in control. In the preparation of this meeting, I also couldn't sleep because of something. But I also said, Lord, I'm going to sleep, for it is your case. But I didn't sleep after that. So it is not working immediately always. But the principle I choose now to surrender it to you is a beautiful principle. You can say, Lord, does it not matter for you? Or you can say, like Jesus, falling asleep. This is the mega storm. There was also a mega silence. Jesus woke up and then he said, keep silent, quiet, be still. And then the wind died down and it was completely calm. Mega silence. I spoke with a lady who was always sailing at the rivers. And she said, do you know that's impossible? For when the wind calms down, the gulfs are going on for a long time. So it was a mega miracle. And she also said that painting of Rembrandt is completely different. For the real situation is completely different, she said. But there came a mega silence after that big storm. And that's what I hope for you all, that you, through the problems, that you feel the big silence, the big peace of Jesus. Peace that is above all you can realize. The peace that's above all knowledge. And sometimes I'm thinking, sometimes experience when the storm is over, when the restlessness is over, then I like the silence. But that is silence after the storm. But I would like to experience the silence in the storm, during the storm. You would like to experience that rest and peace inside at any moment. also when there is a storm. We can pray for that. You can pray like the disciples prayed. You can sleep like Jesus was sleeping. And you can pray for silence in all situations. Lord, will you give that rest and peace so that I can go on? That is the second word. Before the third word, who of you can imagine what is the third word? How you would complete this preaching? Mega amazing. Mega boss. And I also hear mega fear. When we stay close to the Bible, it's that mega fear. Mega fear. I would like that had been written mega authority. I would have chosen for that word. But it is a mega fear among the disciples. And they wonder, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obeyed him. They were terrified. And in myself, I feel the awe, but also I feel this mega fear. They don't understand this story. I consider it only in one time. At one hand, I can say, how you can be so stupid? You follow Jesus, you know he is able to do miracles. Why then you are so amazed about it? You know he is able to do everything. And if you had known what is written in Psalm 107, there is written, in their fear they called upon the Lord, and he leaded them out all dangers. He calmed the storm. So it is already written in Psalm 107. You also can think, these disciples, although they were very close to Jesus, every time they may discover something of Jesus, and every time Jesus shows, you see, I am the one, I'm fulfilling the prophecies of the Old Testament. And very gradually, they discovered who Jesus is, who Jesus was. Very gradually. From time, every time they discovered something new. Also in my life, I know Jesus for 25 years. But I discover every time new things. And I've discovered Jesus is so great. There's so much to discover about him. It will go on. And we need the eternity to see who he is and to worship him and to know him better and better. That's the good news of this story. Although you walk already for 25 years with Jesus, or for a short time, and that you think, I don't know much about Jesus, in every story in the Bible, or stories of people around you, you can discover something about who he is. And sometimes there is a mega fear. And then you pray, Lord, I will learn to know you more and more. And I pray that you give me every time that rest and peace in the storms. And in this way, I hope that this story with these three mega words will show you something how you can consider your own situation. He is the one who has control in everything. If you surrender everything to him, a moment to Rembrandt again. Marcus is told that Jesus woke up at some moment. And it reminds me of the power of resurrection of Jesus. Jesus rose up from the death. He had all power, and he will show that every day to us. We'll sing a song in addition of this, but let us first keep silent for a moment. After that, I'll pray. Lord Jesus, you are in control in everything. We believe you. We believe that you have everything in your hand. But it is so difficult to apply it in our own situations. Help us to see you. Help us to trust that you are there. Although sometimes it may seem that you are sleeping. Lord, then we pray that right through everything, we'll feel that silence and peace above all understanding, that you will speak to the gulfs and the wind in our life, and that you will say, keep silent. Lord, give us vision to discern the storm, to discover what kind of test we are in. Help us not to conclude too quickly. Help us to learn to know you better and better through all storms. We pray for everybody in this hall or at home who is thinking, yes, I'm in a storm like that at this moment and I cannot find rest. Then we pray for boldness to cry to you with all. Doesn't matter it for you. Help us to be honest to you. And we pray that also amidst the storm we experience that you are there. That is our testimony to other people. And that we can say, yes, I don't know how it works, but I experience Jesus is with me. And so we pray for miracles and for your presence and also for other people worldwide. Lord, will you calm the storm at the Lake of Galilee among all nations? We pray for peace in Israel and Gaza and for the victims. And we pray that you rise up and will work through people. Lord, we will see who you are, what you do, and that we are full of awe. We pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.